I say that for thousands of years, women have lived, exemplified, met in intimacy the archetype of Avalokiteshvara, of Kuan Yin, she who perceives the cries of suffering in the world. Women have manifested for thousands of years the strength arising from compassion in an unfiltered, unmediated way in perceiving suffering as it is. They have infused societies with kindness, and we have really felt that as woman after woman has stood on this stage in the past day and a half. And they have actualized compassion through direct action. Jody Williams called it, "It's good to meditate." I'm sorry, you gotta do a little bit of that, Jody. You know, step back, give your mother a break, okay? But the other side of the equation is you've gotta come out of your cave, you have to come into the world like a Sangha did who was looking to realize Maitreya Buddha after 12 years. You know, sitting in the cave, he said, "I'm out of here." He's going down the path. He sees something in the path. He looks, it's a dog. He drops to his knees. He sees that the dog has this big wound on his leg. The wound is just filled with maggots. He puts out his tongue in order to remove the maggots so as not to harm them. And at that moment, the dog transformed into the Buddha of loving kindness.